Division of Wildlife Resources Representative Mark Hadley says sometimes it takes 25 years to get a hunting permit in Utah. Residents have preference over out-of-state applicants, and drawing a permit depends on the region and the species. Most of Utah's big game hunting permits are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. They include moose, bison, mountain goats, and bighorn sheep. It's a different lottery system to get permits on deer, elk, and pronghorn.
Moose are one example of a once-in-a-lifetime species. And what that means is you can only, when you draw a permit to hunt one of these once-in-a-lifetime species, that's the only chance you'll have to hunt that animal in the state of Utah. If you apply for a permit to hunt deer, elk, or pronghorn in Utah, and you don't draw a permit to hunt that species, you'll receive either what's called a preference point or what's called a bonus point. And what that means is that anytime you're unsuccessful applying for those species, the next year when you apply, you'll have a little bit of a step up on people who don't have as many bonus points as you have.
Black bear and cougars are not considered big game animals, but hunting them is regulated by a directed harvest plan put in place by state biologists.
On those particular hunts, there is no limit to the number of permits that we'll sell to participate in those hunts. But as soon as there's a certain number of animals that the biologists want taken on those hunts, and as soon as that number of animals is taken, they close the hunt down.
Biologists play a key role in determining the number of available permits each year.
And so anyway, so they're out gathering, starting then, and then even out through the winter, they're out on the ground, again, looking at animals, determining numbers and things like that. They recommend the number of hunting permits that they feel like ought to be offered based on what they saw. And then their recommendations go through a public process and public meetings and things, and eventually go to the Utah Wildlife Board, which is a panel of seven citizens appointed by the governor, and the Wildlife Board makes the final decision about how many permits will be offered.
The draw is going on now and will continue through the month of May. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.